This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. And Donna Metriger is a first-time voter. She's originally from Chicago. But Donna, your first-time vote was not cast for anyone named Barack Obama, was it?
No, I'm in Israel.
All right. Joining us from Beersheba, Israel, is Israeli first-time voter Donna Metriger, who voted in the election. The polls are closed. It appears that there's an inconclusive result. But you know who you voted for, right, Donna?
Yes, I do.
Who was it?
I voted for Netanyahu.
In the Likud party. That's the party that will attempt to try to form a center-right
coalition. Yeah.
Why did you vote for Likud?
I was really discouraged with the behavior of the government we have right now.
Was that because of the corruption charges which brought down Ehud Olmert, or is it more a matter of really the difficulty of getting anything done in Israel?
You hit the nail right on the head. First he was going to make peace, then he let him build up the settlements. Then they started a war, and then they pulled the troops out. You just put it beautifully, the words you said. It's not stable. It's not strong.
And of course,
which is what Netanyahu promised us, a strong government.
But will he have any better success? And I don't want to necessarily cast you as an analyst, but as we know, everyone's an analyst in Israel. Will he have a better chance of putting together a coalition that could be decisive?
Apparently, he already was able to do that and to keep Livni from becoming prime minister from a majority vote in her party. So I guess, I guess he can.
What's your assessment of the main difference between the Israeli government's difficulties in getting anything done and the problems of bipartisanship in the United States?
Oh, I think you get a lot more done in the United States. And I don't mean to sound prejudiced because I'm an American citizen, but it's true. Because you don't have these huge coalitions. About 30% of the seats were taken up this time by Orthodox Jewish organizations. And I may be wrong, but I think all of them are against peace. And all of them are for settlements, or at least a lot of them are. So right there, you can't make peace, period, because one-third of the people won't agree with you.
Is the peace process the most important issue for you, Donna Metriger?
Well, no, not really. As a matter of fact, maybe it's just as well. I think maybe we need to sit on the peace right now. We had too many problems with Hamas. I'm really concerned about Hamas more than security, more than peace.
And in your neighborhood, in Beersheba, even though it's quite a ways from the border with Gaza, there were missiles that landed near your community, correct?
There were missiles that landed a few blocks away from me and put shrapnel through the head of a 7-year-old boy.
Coming from Barack Obama's hometown, do you think the Israeli government or the Israeli people are looking to this new administration for some help or sign of leadership as far as the peace process is concerned?
Well, I think we always get that to be honest with you, from what I can tell, you know, keeping track of the news, for the last few presidents, at least, if not all the presidents in the United States, do try to support the peace process. And they do try to get involved in it with Israel that way.
Well, it appears that the Obama administration wants to be much more aggressive than has been the policy over the last 8 years. 3 years in Israel, first-time voter, Donna Metriger, a voter for Benjamin Netanyahu, watching the situation for us in Beersheba, Israel. Thank you, Donna.
You're welcome.